Gaza shows us the difference between evil autocracies and free democracies. We're always hearing international conflicts framed as a battle between free democracies and evil autocracies. What is the difference between a free democracy and an evil autocracy? Well, let's look at the situation in Gaza to help us understand the distinction. In evil autocracies, the leaders commit genocide for hateful and racist reasons. Whereas in free democracies, the leaders commit genocide for noble and righteous reasons. In evil autocracies, the police are summoned to break up student protests in order to ensure the safety of the government. Whereas in free democracies, the police are summoned to break up student protests in order to ensure the safety of the students. In evil autocracies, the government monitors political speech on university campuses to suppress dissent. Whereas in free democracies, the government monitors political speech on university campuses to suppress anti-Semitism. In evil autocracies, the government controls the media and ensures that it only reports information which serves their interests. Whereas in free democracies, it is billionaires who do this. In evil autocracies, they imprison journalists who report inconvenient facts. Whereas in free democracies, they do this also, but mostly they just kill them with airstrikes. In evil autocracies, they massacre civilians with bullets and blades. Whereas in free democracies, they massacre civilians with military explosives and siege warfare, like civilized people. In evil autocracies, political speech is heavily restricted by the government. Whereas in free democracies, political speech is heavily restricted by Silicon Valley, in collaboration with the government. In evil autocracies, they mow down disobedient civilians and bury them in mass graves. Whereas in free democracies, they mow down disobedient civilians and bury them in mass graves, and then their allies solemnly say they're waiting for more information about these very serious allegations. In evil autocracies, they bomb hospitals, schools, and religious centers, assassinate cultural leaders and journalists, and deliberately target civilian infrastructure in the name of inflicting death and terror. Whereas in free democracies, they bomb hospitals, schools, and religious centers, assassinate cultural leaders and journalists, and deliberately target civilian infrastructure in the name of self-defense. In evil autocracies, they flagrantly disregard international law, whereas in free democracies, they flagrantly disregard international law. In evil autocracies, they drop bombs on areas full of civilians because of genocidal bloodlust. Whereas in free democracies, they drop bombs on areas full of civilians because of human shields. In evil autocracies, you'll get thrown in prison if you go on TV and speak out against the government. Whereas in free democracies, nobody who would speak out against the government is ever allowed to have a TV job. In evil autocracies, people are afraid to speak out against war crimes, injustice, and oppression because they'll be punished. Whereas in free democracies, people are afraid to speak out against war crimes, injustice, and oppression because they'll be accused of hating Jews. In evil autocracies, they arm terrorists with AK-47s and RPGs to help them inflict violence and suffering upon the innocent. Whereas in free democracies, they arm terrorists with warplanes and 2,000-pound bombs to help them inflict violence and suffering upon the innocent. In evil autocracies, people are kept too brutalized and cowed to rise up against their rulers. Whereas in free democracies, people are kept too propagandized and indoctrinated to rise up against their rulers. In evil autocracies, the media feed the public a nonstop deluge of propaganda, and people know it's propaganda. Whereas in free democracies, the media feed the public a nonstop deluge of propaganda, and people think it's the news.